And finally, California has moved up its primary election. Instead of June, voters will now cast their ballots in March. And there are other changes for some Valley counties, in part to increase voter turnout. Fresno has adopted the new Voters' Choice Act model, which means voting centers have replaced polling places, and every voter is mailed a ballot. Madera County adopted it in 2018. To explain the transition, FM89's Laura Satsui spoke with Fresno County Clerk and Registrar of Voters Brandy Orth and Rebecca Martinez, Clerk and Registrar of Voters in Madera County.
Brandy, I want to start with you since Fresno County is newly adopting the Voters' Choice Act model. In your mind, what is the biggest change for voters to get used to here?
Well, I think there are a lot of different changes, but one of them is that everyone will automatically receive a ballot in the mail. In Fresno County, over 65% of people vote by mail anyway.
Oh.
And so their life really isn't going to change a whole lot, but the other folks will receive a ballot to their home and they'll go out on February 3rd.
So that means that those people who haven't opted in, they could either return that ballot or still show up to a polling center and cast it in person if they'd like?
Exactly. So we have a little bit different terminology. So we call them vote centers. But you're right. You may receive all the services that you would have received if you had come to my downtown office.
And Rebecca, since Madera already experienced these initial growing pains, I suppose you would call them, in the 2018 election, for your county, what was maybe the biggest change for voters to get used to, if anything?
Probably the biggest would have been that you still have that percentage of voters that were not already receiving their ballot in the mail, or those people who are now getting their ballot in the mail. And that is significant because you have people that are not familiar with that process, don't know what to do with a ballot that comes to them in the mail. I had many, many people who came into the vote center and they thought that that ballot that we sent them was their practice. And so they were there to get another ballot issued to them. So that was big. And then realizing that we no longer had 40 locations for people to vote at, we had 6.
Right. So instead of 40 polling places by precinct, it was just 6 vote centers for Madera.
Correct.
Gotcha. And for those in Fresno who might be asking why change things at all, Brandy, what would you tell them in Fresno?
Well, again, it was kind of a combination of both things. Replacing the voting equipment and having to realize a savings of $1.5 million was a substantial part of the decision. The other is that we believe that the Voters' Choice Act really provides more flexibility for voters. The other thing that we need to make sure voters know is that the vote centers are open for multiple days. You don't have to go just one day anymore. In Fresno County, we will have 43 that are open 3 days before the election and election day. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then election day. I also have 10 that are open for the full 11 days, meaning 2 weekends and the middle week. So now we have expanded voting from 1 day and 13 hours to multiple days and 93 hours to vote. It's pretty substantial.
So the hope I'm hearing is that more people take advantage of that, more access to voting. And so, Rebecca, do you know how much voter turnout did change with the 2018 election in Madera?
So if I compared it to 2014, which was a like election.
Another midterm sort of not presidential election.
Correct, correct. So we went up 8% in June of 18 from June of 14. And then in the general in November of 18, we'd gone up 16% from the November in 2014.
So definitely more
so
voter
participation. It did increase. Did the Voters' Choice Act have anything to do with it? We don't know. We don't know if there were issues. I know that there was more action going on out in the community trying to get people to vote, especially with voter registration up and through Election Day and being able to vote on that same day. That, of course, increased some of the turnout. So we don't know yet. I think it's going to take a few cycles before we can truly say that the Voters' Choice Act is what truly brought up the increased turnout.
And Rebecca, if you could go back in time, what advice might you either give yourself before Voters' Choice Act was implemented, or in turn, what advice would you give, you know, Brandy in Fresno County as they do this right now?
If I had to go back, I would prepare for really long lines. So in Madera, they're not used to lines. We just, you know, we didn't have lines to speak of. And so the lines were huge. And
was that on election day or even the day?
It was on election day because people didn't take advantage of the days prior to where you had the vote centers open on the two weekends.
So maybe that's the advice to give, is if you can, potentially.
And that's our push now with our voters. And that is, election day is not just one day. We're saying vote early. But we're not necessarily saying that you need to put your ballot in the mail the day after you receive the ballot, but at least get your ballot in those days prior to Election Day when the vote centers open. Because we provide the postage now. You can put it in a drop box throughout county. You can go to the vote center and drop it off. So you have several options now that you didn't used to have.
And I want to clarify, these changes are only affecting voters in Fresno and Madera counties. So for listeners, if you're a resident of Tulare, Kern, Kings, you still have to opt in to vote by mail or go to your precinct polling place. But for you, Brandy and Rebecca, do you believe this will become the norm for elections in, say, 20 years? Do you think more counties will continue to adopt it? Brandy, how about you start?
I think it's going to be way sooner than that. Mm. So right now, Rebecca was one of the pioneers of Voters' Choice Act, and she was one of five counties that went in 2018. Right now, in 2020, there are 15 counties in the state, and because LA County is one of them, over half of the electorate in California will be voting under this model. So I think you're already kind of seeing that trend. And what do you think, Rebecca?
I think that at some time in the future, it's going to be mandated for all the counties to move forward. The difficulty is whether or not you have a voting system that will accommodate being able to check in voters electronically, and whether or not you have a voting system that will accommodate it. And like Brandy, we had an old voting system that I purchased in 1990. And so it was quite old and antiquated. And I knew that I couldn't move forward with the Voters' Choice Act unless I purchased a new voting system. So we rolled out a new voting system, and we also rolled out a new voting model in 2018. And so it's a huge undertaking, and it's a lot for voters to embrace.
Well, and people sometimes react strongly to change, but I feel that this is maybe a passive one. You know, you could just wait and receive your ballot in the mail. And so, or you could go and the days before skip the lines and vote in person at a voting center. But I guess as a last thought to our listeners, ultimately, for both of you, what do you want people to know? Do they need to do anything differently, Brandy, in Fresno County?
Well, I think in all of the voters in the entire state, the most important thing right now is to go check your voter registration online. Make sure that you're listed at the right address that you live at. Make sure you have listed at the party that you want the ballot for. That's one big thing about this particular election. It is a party ballot. So we have 10 versions of the ballot out there across California, and there are some unusual rules about some of them, but that's probably the biggest thing for this particular kind of election is, you know, do your homework a little bit ahead of time. We want to help you. We want to get you the right ballot, but you have to communicate with us. Call us at for Fresno County at 600-VOTE, or visit our website. You'll find a lot of great stuff on there. It's votefresnocounty.com, and we're here to help you.
All right, Rebecca, what about you? What do you need people, voters, to know in Madera County?
They need to know that the ballot that we've sent them is the official ballot. If you come to a vote center to get a ballot, it will be exactly the same. They should know before Election Day what their party, political party affiliation is, what they're registered with. And if they're not registered with a party, if they are registered as a nonpartisan, they need to make contact with our office. and find out what they need to do to change to, I believe it's a Democrat, Libertarian, and American Independent. You can call us or send us an email and let us know that you want to vote one of those ballots, one of those parties' ballot, and we'll send it out. If you want to vote Green, Peace and Freedom, or Republican, you'll have to re-register to vote. And you can do that online at votemadera.com. And also to just get out and vote your ballot early.
Well, thank you both so much. We've been speaking to Brandi Orth and Rebecca Martinez, county clerks and registrars of voters for Fresno and Madera counties, respectively, about the changes to voting in those counties, because both are now following the Voters' Choice Act model. If you want more information, as they mentioned, or if you have specific questions about voting, you can find it on their respective websites. Thank you both for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me.